Okay, so off the back of my swag style experiment, I started having to think about what is the impact of swag, and cotton. I knew that cotton didn't have the best reputation as an industry. Did a bit of research and remembered a podcast and probably some subsequent conversations I had with my good friend Jeremy Waite, who's joining me today, about cotton and how bad it is for the environment. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy. Welcome.
Hey,
How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good. This is going to be fun. I'm thinking it could go anywhere. We
Yeah,
could go.
our conversations usually do.
We're going to cover a
Yeah,
lot of ground. This is going to be fun.
what people won't probably know is that you and I are also we are good friends and we cycle together. So this is like one of our cycling conversations with less lycra and less sweat,
And
basically.
no bacon sandwiches halfway through.
Well, we could maybe do that. That might maybe work out. But for those who don't know you, why don't you do a little quick intro?
Yeah, hey, I work at IBM. I live in West London with my identical twin girls and my wife. I've been at IBM about 4 years, started off in artificial intelligence with CSO of Watson. I've built a climate and sustainability practice within IBM, the first of its kind. I have a second job outside of IBM where I work for Climate Reality with Al Gore and his organization. Pretty much just being a preacher. I'm just an evangelist, passionate about just the climate crisis and what we can do about it. And my new role now, which I suspect is going to be several years in the making, is I'm a communications designer. So I'm in the process of, feels like I've gone back into startup mode, actually. I'm inside IBM building a communications practice, which is basically a commercial storytelling studio of how do we help people tell their stories better. Which Skip, I mean, that's kind of, we've made a career off of that a little bit, bouncing around on stages, being the sea lions
Right.
that tell stories.
So let's get to the topic at hand, what we're actually here to talk about, or we will go kind of everywhere. So, as you know, one of the reasons why we're not doing this face to face is it's the middle of the coronavirus lockdown, and we're not going to get into that in much detail. But it was the kind of the inspiration for my swag style thing. It was the first day after the UK was asked to start working from home, and I thought, this is going to run a while, and I just want something fun that I know I can do every day and something to look forward to. And I was thinking about it. I was getting dressed in the morning, open up my t-shirt drawer, and it's rammed, right? It's absolutely rammed with t-shirts, and this t-shirt's from. Interestingly, I don't have an IBM t-shirt, by the way, but it's every trade show. There's a couple of t-shirts from there, and there's band t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. And so I thought, well, okay, so I'll categorize my t-shirts, and I'll just start wearing them by category until they get done. So the first one was the true swag, the free t-shirts with brand logos on that I got at a conference or a meeting or whatever. And I learned a couple of things really quickly. One, I've got a lot. So like I had 16 brand t-shirts, and I'm sure I've gotten rid of at least three or four times that over my long career. The second thing I learned is that when you're in lockdown, you run out of fun, interesting backdrops really quickly. And there are only so many ways that you can stand in a t-shirt or sit in a t-shirt. Like there are only so many poses. So like from a creative perspective, it actually got really challenging really quickly. But as I was getting to the end of it, just having 16 t-shirts, that started to play on my mind. And I knew a bit about cotton, and I knew a bit about the cotton trade has a bad reputation because of human rights issues and slavery issues and environmental issues. And I was reminded of, I was like, I know Jeremy and I've talked about this. I know Jeremy, I heard Jeremy rant about this. And I dug through your 10 Words podcast and found the Vivienne Westwood episode. And you actually, you did, I mean, is a great the way you did it, because you sort of in the middle of the podcast said, okay, just bear with me a second, I'm going on a rant. And you did, you just went off on one. And it was great. It was really entertaining. So I thought, well, let's get Jeremy on and see what he has to say about swag and swag t-shirts and you know, maybe educate us all of us marketers a little bit more about, you know, thinking a bit more diligently before we just go and order that pallet of t-shirts for that trade show.